בוקר טוב רבותיי, חודש טוב, א' באלול. Hope you're climbing up הר סיני like משה רבנו did this morning. הר סיני, היום, א' באלול. משה רבנו climbed הר סיני היום. Came back down, יום הכיפורים ותלוחות השניות. Where's your הר סיני? Who's your חברוסה? And where's your לוחות השניות? Got it? That's the question for Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu had a great chavrusa. The best. Ever. Nechon? Zacha. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu zacha vezika et Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche for himself, but he didn't keep it for himself. He gave it to Am Yisrael. Lachin, the Torah was nikret al shemo. The Torah was called al shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheneemar, zichru Torat Moshe Avdi, the Torah was called, it's Pasuk in Malachi, Torah shel Moshe. Gemara says the same thing, when a person, even though the Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when a person's amil b'Torah, when a person toils in the Torah, in the beginning, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basof, niya Torato, nichnas letoch atzmotav, goes into your bone. Shene emar, Teilim perek aleph, ma katuv, ki im b'Torat Adonai chevtso, uv Torato, it starts off being Torat Hashem. But then when you're Amel and you take it, it's a Kinyan. Hashem says, it was mine, but now it's yours. Uv Torato yehege umam valayla. Zichru Torat Moshe Avdi. It's Torah shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a big zach. So yesterday we were speaking about Kanois. And that Kanaut, contrary to popular belief, Kanaut is not some anger management problem, which people sometimes might make it out, you know, they think that might be. Where does kana'ut really come from? Ahavat Hashem. Kana'ut comes from ahava. Remember, Pinchas bin Elazar bin Aharon HaKohen. That was the idea. Now he continues. We're on the very bottom of page Tzadigiman. Mi she'ahavat Hashem bo'edet bekirbo, haregesh hazeh nikar biyachaso el poshei Yisrael amirumim yad b'torat Moshe. When you love Hashem so much, that reflects on your relationship, how you react to those who rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It bothers you, not because you hate them, but because you cannot stand to see other people going against Hashem. Now what's the number one prerequisite of being a true Kanai? If it's really from a place that you can't handle when somebody does something neged Hashem and neged Meshicho, you have to be perfect in your avodat Hashem, because if rebellion, pshia against the Kadosh Baruch Hu really bothers you, the first person it should bother you about is yourself. So you can never really be a real kanai, unless that's why Pinchas, go back to him. Why? I can't say he was perfect. We don't know that, but what he was. Pretty close. Anyway, especially according, how many shitot are there who, what Shevet Eliyahu Navi was from? Right, you know. Tosfot Metzia, Kufdalet Amud Bet. At least three shitot. No, what are they? Go for it. Which Shevet did Eliyahu Navi belong to? No. According to the opinion that Pinchas was Eliyahu, so Levi, good. Next. Two other conflicting midrashim. Eliyahu ha-Gil'adi, right? We say Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu ha-Gil'adi. Gil'ad, where's Gil'ad, in which Shevet? Menashe, another shita. Od echad, another midrash, Gad. There's more midrashim. Anyway, achloket. Every Shevet wanted to say Ushelanu. Yeah. Anyway. Vieshte, guys, Shas. Important. Big. What's that? Yeah. Now. The svush. In Persian, it's just do that one. Yeah. There's no it. There's that one. So he says, "V'yesh te sugim shel kanaut. Ha'echad b'lev shem kanei al kvod Hashem b'chol hanogea le'atzmo." A person, you can be a kanai in your own heart against yourself. You know that? How gishmak is that? To be a kanai against yourself. To destroy your yetzer hara. Well, not physically, but you know, just like, not like running into walls and stuff like, but like body slamming your yetzer hara because you're a kanai. Like the yetzer hara is trying to tempt you to do an avera, and you just, what is wrong with you? Ya chamor, rasha, yimach shem. You know, and really emotionally, spiritually body slamming your yetzer hara. Inner struggle, but you win. Kanaut. You don't think of it as that. Velachen eno mitchaber im anshei resha. And because of that, you just don't connect to resha'im because it's not my cup of tea. Ve'amivchan lazehu, you want to know if you're really internal kanai, barometer time, what is it? ביחסו כלפי מי שמזיק לו ברוחניות, אורגון, שאינו זהיר ביסורים וחלש בהם, שאם לא אכפת לו, הרי זה חיסרון באהבת עצמו, שאם היה אוהב את עצמו, היה אכפת לו. Let's say you're around other people that are not careful about איסורים. People who just, they don't care. שמירת תורה ומצוות to them is not a, now again, you know, you have family members, friends, acquaintances, certain things you can't change. But when you're actively going to not recruit, but to be, you know, to have a chevra, if you naturally gravitate towards that kind of chevra, you don't care about yourself either. Why am I naturally gravitating towards people that have no care in the world for avodat Hashem? Got a lot. Avat Yisrael is a different story. But why am I hanging out with them? Why do I want a connection with them? What could you possibly do? I kiruv, right? It's a good one. I'm gonna be makar of them. Sure you will. Now he says, umishin yizhar, right? Rabotai, my Rebbe always used to say, he still says, it's a harsh line, but it's you know, we're a very big kiruv generation. I'm not bashing kiruv. I love kiruv. Okay? But what? Rabbi Asael, you're gonna like this line. My Rebbe says there's a very fine line between Kiruv and Kiruv Basar. Evantem? Lo lehitbalbel. Kiruv, 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 Shevet Achim, Gam Yachad, and then what? And then Arayot. Karet, Mita, Kirov! Yeah, anyway, the kids are, now. Got to be careful. Got to know your limits, boundaries. Got to not sacrifice halacha. You know why? You know why we can't sacrifice halacha in the name of Kirov? Right? Why not? Yeah, because it doesn't belong to you. You can't give discounts on merchandise that doesn't belong to you. Got it? Yes, it's Torato and you learn it, but it still doesn't belong to you wholesale. Huh? No, you don't have bilus. You have perot. When you learn it, what you learn becomes yours. But you're not a balabas of the Torah. Mi sha'al otcha, mi ata bichlal? Giving discounts on the Torah? Who? What? You're not even chal. You're not a gavra or a chefza. Nachon? Now we're talking the language, Nachon? That's it. Nishkin Gavra, Nishkin Chefza, Nishkin Garnished mit Garnished. So what are you giving discounts? Nachon? But it's important to be Mekarev, Achinu B'nai Yisrael, Mitzvah. But what? Don't give discounts. I give this mashal all the time. V'chein halacha. You know, sometimes by Ashkenazim it's less common. By Sfaradim, almost every Sefer Torah shel Sfaradim has Rimonim. Nachon? Rimonim is a big deal. You give it to kids. I remember when I was a kid, I loved Rimonim. When somebody buys it, you feel like $1,000,000. You get Rimonim, wah! Nachon? Chazak meod. Now, you can very easily tell the difference between someone who's holding and someone who's not when it comes to Hotza'at Sefer Torah and Rimonim. Holding, no pun intended, but yeah. Why? Someone who's not holding, and let's say you have Hotza'at Sefer Torah, and you have a kid with Rimonim. So your natural instinct is to do what? Let me be nice to the kid. So what should I do? Lower the Sefer to the kid with the Rimonim so that he can more easily put the Rimonim on the Sefer. Ze Asur. You know that? Even La Halakha. Besides for the Halakha that a Sefer Torah can never be brought under 10 Tfachim, Me'akarka, but Stam Kacha, you may not lower the Sefer Torah for anything. I, yeah, Bavar, my question. No, not Kirov. I, the kid. I, the Rimonim. Yeah. Good. Rimonim are great. The kid is great. Everybody's great. What are you going to do with the kid? Pick up the kid and bring him up to the Rimonim. What if the kid's heavy? Okay. So you find an Eitzah. Put the kid on a diet. Find somebody stronger. You know, you have what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to find an Eitzah. But the Torah doesn't bend. The kid's heavy. The guy's Rahman. Oh, take it easy. Torah bends for no one. Period. Chazal teach us. Torah munachat bekeren zavit. Kol harotze litol, yavo veitol. Nachon? Torah's in the corner. You want it? Go learn it. You see Sfarim in the Aron? You see Sfarim in the bookshelves? You see them running out, running after people? That's why Sfarim don't have legs. You know why? You want it? Go get it. We go to the Torah. We work for Hashem and not the opposite. Chodesh Tov.